So on this feast day of St. Thomas Aquinas, I thought I'd share some St. Thomas with you. I'm recording this like I normally do with my sermons so that on Sunday I can put it on the website. That way you can refer to bits if you like it. So these are all quotes from St. Thomas Aquinas. They might be quotes, some of the quotes I've never read. One of the things I've been enjoying actually is discovering Thomas and Eckhart, both Dominican teachers, during the pandemic. So this is St. Thomas, and there's a lot of wisdom in him. The experience of God must not be restricted to the few or to the old. They shall be drunk on the beauty of thy house, that is, the universe. Revelation comes in two volumes, nature and the Bible. The greatness of the human person consists in this. We are all capable of the universe. A mistake about nature results in a mistake about God. Sheer joy is God's, and this demands companionship. Joy is the human's noblest act. Religion is supreme thankfulness or gratitude. The first and primary meaning of salvation is this: to preserve things in the good. The same spirit who hovered over the waters at the beginning of creation hovers over the mind of the artist at work. We ought to cherish the body and celebrate the wonderful communion of body and soul. Every truth without exception, and whoever may utter it, is from the Holy Spirit. Revelation has been made to many pagans. The old pagan virtues were from God. Every being is a name for God, and no being is a name for God. We are united to God as to one unknown. The greatest accomplishment of the human mind is to know that it does not know who God is. Now, I like that one a lot, to be honest, because it means you can start asking lots of questions and sitting with the uncertainty, and that's how new things are born. So that's Thomas. The first requirement, then, for the contemplation of wisdom is that we should take complete possession of our minds before anything else does. Some real wisdom there. It's a great thing to do miracles, but it's a greater thing to live virtuously. The proper objects of the heart are truth and justice. The vision of God is arrived at through justice. Compassion is the fire that Jesus came to set on the earth. Conscience is more to be obeyed than authority imposed from the outside. The prophet's mind is moved not only to apprehend something, but also to speak or to do something. A trustworthy person is angry at the right people for the right reasons, expresses it in the appropriate manner and for the appropriate amount of time. Playfulness or fun is a virtue. It pertains to magnanimity, to have a great soul. There you go. My mum always said, God rest her, you should never lose your child. Never lose your sense of fun. I didn't realise she was quoting Aquinas, but then she probably didn't either. There is a double resurrection. God is a fountain of total beauty, the most beautiful and the super beautiful. Christ is a dew for cooling, rain for making fruitful a seed, for bringing forth the fruit of justice. It is impossible that anyone hide the words of God when their heart is inflamed by love. So they're all quotes from Aquinas, bits and pieces. And I think there's some real beauty in it. So as I say, I've taped it. I'll put it on Sunday. And if people want to look at it and listen to it, think of it like a collection of like Japanese koans, like parables or sayings that you can listen to and maybe spend some time pondering. And don't forget the one thing that Aquinas said before he died. He said, everything I've written is so much straw in comparison to the glory that I have witnessed. That's when he had an experience of God. And I think I'm right in saying that there was a period of time after that where Aquinas didn't write. I think it was like nearly 2 years. Might have been less. And the final thing to remember about Thomas, even though he's a doctor of the church, is that at the time he was considered pretty heretical. And he was put on trial. One trial he won because of the defence that Albert the Great walked all the way from Germany to Paris to testify for him. But after he died, lots of things that Thomas said and that are now part of our Catholic tradition were considered to be a bit dodgy. So an interesting character and a great man. And one of the things I've learnt, perhaps in a way that I'd never learnt before, even though I've studied him in seminary, is his humility and his prayerfulness. So we remember him today. There you go. Only 6 minutes, well, just under 7 minutes. So there you go. That's excellent.